Dear Aerovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 17th of November, and it's partly cloudy here in Auroville on 24 degrees Celsius. We can expect today variable clouds with a couple of showers and thunderstorm, and partly cloudy over the night. All the way to Friday, we can expect variable weather with the thunderstorms, but for Friday they predict sunshine. Temperatures ranging today between low of 23 to high of 30 degrees Celsius with heat index of 33. Northerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 25%. Resident Assembly Service Team shares following note that feedback process for the selection of the Working Committee and Auroville Council during the 3-day selection process on Friday, 5th of December until Sunday, 9th of December, all participants of the process will select the 7 members for the Working Committee as well as the 2 replacement members for the existing Auroville Council between themselves. The feedback process for the nominated participants has started and it will end on Monday, 24th of November. You are not asked to give feedback on everybody on the list, but only on Aurovillians whom you want to support or on whom you have something to share with the community, which is important and it will bring better clarity to the community for the process. All feedback received by the review committee must be signed. It will not automatically be confidential. However, if there is a strong valid concern combined with the fear for repercussion, this feedback should be brought in writing to a member of the feedback review committee and the committee will adhere to confidentiality. B invites us to B-Day, which is his birthday, on Thursday, 20th of November at 3:30 p.m. at Auroville International House, Taj Mahal, to build and celebrate. He is asking us to bring wine, beer and liquor bottle, as many as possible, and empty of course. And from Veronique J comes the following invitation to a silent meditation for the evolution of Auroville on Thursdays from 5:30 to 6 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, during the months of November and December. She is saying, "Dear 100 Monkey, yes, we found the time to meet us and collaborate together on the evolution of Auroville. The 100 Monkey theory is used to change all habits exceeded, discover this secret on the internet, but we must be at least 100 people to focus together. The best is to be together at the same time, on the same sentence. If each one you bring 2 or 3 friends with us, we'll reach the good number of monkeys. This week, we'll use and repeat the phrase, please Mother, bring more consciousness in Auroville right now. Thank you. Also throughout the day would be a great benefit and we will observe and activate the changes together." On 22nd of November, Saturday at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, in International Zone, we are invited to Moonful Musical Theatre, which is a new device performance which celebrates the moon and all things lunar. It is the outset, a love story, the kind of tale which vicariously feed on, of difficult love, of impossible love, of love that cannot be, and it is this that gives it supernatural beauty, strength and truth. It is the love story between a human being and the moon. This cycle of love, longing and loss is juxtaposed with exploration of ideas connected with the moon, myths, legends, folktales, poems, rituals and practices, astronomical and scientific phenomena, from eclipses to tides, from werewolves to Karava chant, from the man in the moon to the man on the moon. Moonful is the second project by the Shapeshifts and continues to the rigorous search for a hybrid visual-physical performance language. Devised and performed by Arpit Singh, Dipya Daryani, Himanshu Singh, Maitil Big Bukatar, and direction and light design by Suja Sapl. On Sunday 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2:30 p.m. onward at Saucho Circle, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, International Zone, it will be held under the auspice of the Tamil Heritage Center and the Arulvasi Training Center, a seminar with the subject Prayers and Meditations. Kavignar Minanakshi will preside over the function. Thiru Marugappan will deliver the keynote address, and delegates from Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, and Arvil will participate, and proceedings are mostly in Tamil, a part in English. Arvil Health Center team informs us that on Friday 21st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Arvind Vision Center, there will be a glaucoma camp located in Arvil Health Center. Dr. Jita Auroprami, Ayurvedic doctor from the ashram, provides weekly consultation at Arvil Health Center on all Mondays from 10 a.m. to noon. Charges vary as per the time taken. Health fund does not cover the cost of Ayurvedic medicines. And the team also informs us that due to the popular demand, from 3rd June onward, they are extending the doctor's consultation hours from 8:30 to 1 p.m. and from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. daily, except Saturday, which remains a half day. The pharmacy will maintain its present timing from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Ashakti team invites us to cheer up this week our students participating at Aura Olympics for Athletics at the Ashakti Sport Complex in Dana. This part of Aura Olympics will be for the older batch of kids coming between 4 to 5 p.m. and starts today. The events include 100 meters, 800 meters plus 1500 meters races, shot put and cricket ball throws, long jumps and triple jumps. They still welcome volunteers willing to help with the timing and distance measurement to facilitate the event. Auroville Marathon team informs us that the Auroville Marathon 2015 will be held on 8th of February 2015. The online registration are now open on http://marathon.auroville.com. Paper from registration will be available from Saracon, home of Auroville Marathon, from November 25th onward. The registration will close on December 31st, 2014. At Center de Art Citadine, the inaugurated past Saturday exhibition of photos, woodscapes, furniture by Teja Sweeney, and the center is open daily from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. except Sundays. And they are also pleased to announce the upcoming release of an illustrated book on the construction of Matri Mandir 1972 to 2008, with photos from Dominique Dar, which is a French-English bilingual edition of more than 200 pages and 220 color and black and white photos. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Mother, Glimpse of Her Life, and the mother says, "All work must be play, but divine play, play for the divine, with the divine." The music is done from recordings of the mother and Sunil's composition, and its early film by the Sri Aurobindo Ashram. That one is followed by Adoration of the Divine Mother, a personal sketch from herself. It shows and we listen to the text from Savitri read by the mother. Film and music by Michelle Montegrossa. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, they will start this week with long movie series. They are trying to bring us this time a series that is composed of a long movie that is divided into 6 episodes, sort of like miniseries. And there will be 3 episodes each week plus 1 standalone film by the same director. So today at 8 p.m. we can see Thriller Drama Mystery, Top of the Lake, Episode 1, which was made in New Zealand in 2013 by director Jane Champion. And tomorrow we will see the Top of the Lake Episode 2 and on Wednesday Episode 3. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "To do at each moment the best we can and leave the results to Divine's decision is the surest way to peace, happiness, strength, progress and final perfection." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.radio.org.